It's time for our regular chat with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description. We look at some audio-described treats that are on the way for you. Of course, there are audio-described shows, museum tours, gallery tours, exhibitions, art installations around the UK. And Anne is involved in quite a lot of these. We'll give you some contact details later as well. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
So we've got three performances we're going to look at today. We're going to start, first of all, in the very picturesque Keswick area.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to go up to Theatre by the Lake. If you're thinking of maybe having a day or two in the lakes, then try and organise it around the 11th of October, because that's when our audio described performance is. It's called Di and Viv and Rose. It's by Amelia Bullmore, who was Steph Barnes in Coronation Street. And she's written a play which really concentrates on the relationships between three women. So Di, Viv and Rose were university housemates in the 1980s. We start in the 80s, we move through into the 90s and beyond. And really, we're focusing just on the relationships, on the friendships, on the developments that happen in people's lives. So it's a play I think everyone can really relate to, maybe especially women, but it's about just about friendship and what happens to relationships as the years go by. Maybe when they're young and they're students, they're more energetic, more idealistic. And once we get into adulthood, then different things happen along the way. They have shared memories and they remain friends, but sometimes those relationships start to alter.
I like those stories, Anne, you know, ones that's maybe people at school or college or university. You follow them through lives, you know, relationships, families, jobs, always an interesting one. And like you say, you know, sometimes you can relate to some of those changes as well. Just remind us where and when that one is, Anne.
That one is on the 11th of October and it's a matinee performance. So that's at 2 o'clock. And there will be a touch tour beforehand. Tell us you would like to come to the touch tour and then we can confirm the time, because sometimes the actors need to do extra rehearsals or sometimes there are different reasons why we need to move the touch tour time. So if we've got your number and your contact details, we can keep you up to date. You can explore the costumes, the scenery, the setting. And usually at Theatre by the Lake, the actors do come and say hello.
I'll definitely recommend going on the touch tours, Anne. Let's move on now to a sporty number.
I think whether you're interested in football or not, this is really an entertaining play. So this is Dear England, and it follows the relationship between Gareth Southgate, who comes in as manager for the England football team, and his relationship with his players, his relationship with other members of the team, his relationship with the board. Some people don't agree with his methods. It's quite a fast-moving show. It takes place on a stage. It makes use of some projection, quite inventive staging. And there are lots of characters, so we'll be busy identifying whose voices are whose. And it really does chart that history. So it's really interesting if you're a football fan. But even if you're not, I think the ideas that Gareth Southgate brought in and the relationships between those very young players, a lot of them, and what happens, how they develop, who's kept in the team, who's remaining on the sidelines at certain matches, what happens when they win, what happens when they don't win. It's an inside, a little window opening into what might have gone on with the England team during that period. And then the description will help clarify who's who, what's going on, when they're lining up to head a ball, or when they're lining up to take the penalties, when the goal goes in the back of the net, and when it doesn't. So a bit of sports commentary needed on this one, I think.
Well, you have your flat cap and your sheepskin coat on and you're
Oh, I
commentating for
think so.
that.
I think so. My son, Theo, who also is one of my describers, he has his sheepskin coat for when he was doing only fools and horses, so I might have to borrow it from him to do this one.
Brilliant. And where and when is this one, Anne?
This one, our first audio description of this one is on the 26th of September, which is a Friday evening. It's at Nottingham Theatre Royal, and the performance starts at 7:30. So again, I would expect the touch tour to be at 6 o'clock, but the team there are very good on the access department and the box office, making sure they keep in touch with people to advise them of any changes. But yeah, hoping to see a good crowd of supporters coming along for that one.
Okay, now we are a little bit ahead of time for Halloween, but shall we finish with a spooky one?
If you're brave enough. So this is 222, A Ghost Story. This is going to be at the Regent Theatre in Stoke, and it really is one of those that makes you jump. It kind of makes your skin creep, and you can't work out how the effects are done. So for this one, we don't take people on stage for the touch tour, but the company have been very helpful elsewhere where we've described it in bringing out a selection of props and costumes and bits and pieces. So we still do a touch tour, but we're not actually allowed to go on the set in case any of the secrets in the staging become too apparent for us when we're visiting. One of my describers who was working on the show before initially said she didn't know if she could bear to do it because she was a bit too scared. But her partner came along with her the first time she went to see it, and then she girded her loins and she described it. And we've had good feedback from everybody who's been to see it in different places. So it's off out on tour again, and we're very much looking forward to making you just a little bit scared and maybe jump in your seat.
When is this one on?
This one, we're describing this next on the 2nd of October, which is a Thursday. It's an evening show, 7:30. It's at the Regent Theatre in Stoke-on-Trent. And again, the not on stage touch tour, we expect to be at about 6 o'clock.
Always says something when describers get spooked and scared by it as well. Just finally, Anne, if people would like to check out some of the shows you're involved in, some of the work you're doing, or would just like to get in touch with you to get some more details about audio description, how do they do that?
The best way is to check the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And if you go to the events page, that will give you a list of shows right up through until next year and beyond. If you want to drop us an email, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And we're on X, and we're on Threads, and we're on Instagram. So it's either Mind's Eye Description or Mind's Eye Art. And also we're on Facebook, Mind's Eye Description, and we put there the details of times of touch tours, what's coming up, and very much like to hear from people. So do ask any questions, give us any feedback, and get in touch by one of those means.
Some great shows there, Anne, to get our teeth into for now, though. We will catch up with you again next month, but thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.